The European Competition Regulator has slapped its biggest ever cartel fine on some of the world's major banks. Six banks have agreed to pay the European Union more than $2.5 billion in fines for colluding to rig the LIBOR and Euribor interest rates. The benchmark rates are the basis for pricing an estimated $350 trillion worth of financial products around the world, including mortgages and credit cards. But it seems consumers may have gained as much as they've lost from the rate rigging, as business reporter Michael Yander explains.
Most people have never heard of LIBOR or Euribor, but if you have loans or savings, they affect you. The director of the University of New South Wales' Institute of Global Finance, Farah Bors-Mashirian, explains how.
Mortgage lenders, credit providers, credit card agencies will set up their own interest rates relative to London interrate, which is set by these 16 banks.
The 16 banks send in estimates of how much it would cost them to borrow from each other, but many have now been caught out for deliberately sending in false figures.
Since the GFC, large banks started manipulating the interbank rate simply because it suited them during the GFC, particularly 2008 and 2009, to report lower interest rate.
Professor Mashirian says it suited them because lower rates painted a misleadingly healthy picture of the global banking system.
We all thought that large banks around the world are in a good shape, and yet by September 2008, we realized that, of course, Lehman Brothers gone and many other large banks had to be rescued.
Davide Serra, the founding partner of Algebris Investments, told Bloomberg that borrowers actually won out from this rate manipulation.
On average, banks used to underestimate the level, which has benefited society, meaning if you have a mortgage or a credit card, ultimately you pay a spread versus a benchmark. What banks were doing historically is to keep this benchmark as low as possible. So yes, they've been rigging it, but guess what? The average man on the street actually benefits.
But if borrowers benefit, that means savers and pension funds lose. And Farah Bors-Mashirian says there's evidence that recently LIBOR and Euribor were manipulated in the other direction.
During the European debt crisis, there are some indications that they overestimated the interest rate.
Professor Mashirian says that's likely to have pushed up interest rates slightly for Australian borrowers.
If our banks, for instance, going to wholesale fund in Europe to borrow money in order to satisfy demand for home loans and other activities, if the wholesale fund is set at a higher rate artificially, then obviously our consumers are paying higher interest rates.
In handing down the record $2.5 billion fine to six banks who've settled, the European Union's Competition Commissioner, Joachim Almunia, emphasised the effect this rate fixing had on the non-financial economy.
Thousands of European companies may use these products. For example, if they have contracted a loan with a variable interest rate and want to hedge the risk.
He also said the organised collusion of banks was completely unacceptable.
What is shocking about the LIBOR and Euribor scandals is not just the manipulation of benchmarks, that is a very serious infringement, but also the setting up of genuine cartels between a number of financial players.
The top penalty went to Deutsche Bank, which paid just over $1 billion. But UBS and Barclays escaped almost $5 billion in potential fines by assisting the EU early in its investigation, dobbing in other rate fixes. Former ING Direct Global Chief Executive Dick Harivan says fining the banks won't stop bad behaviour.
Because it's a general fine against the firm, there's no personal consequences if it's left at that.
He says there's a need to shift promotions and bonuses away from encouraging profit-seeking at all costs to a more ethical basis.
People's remuneration, for instance, if it's highly dependent on a particular deal or a position they take, in effect we are incentivizing people to work on their own behalf rather than for the benefit of society, of the real world.
That's former ING Direct CEO Dick Harivan, ending that report by Michael Yander.